Hey folks, Craig Lipinski here with episode 11 of the TV and Less video game podcast for TVandLess.net. Today we have it a bit of an abbreviated staff. I'm joined by Seth Gastelum.
Got a winged debit.
No sweat, Fox. And Chris Dunn.
Hey guys.
Fran is indisposed this weekend, and Stephanie Lancaster is going to sit in, but she's not around, unfortunately. That's okay. We miss you, Steph.
Testosterone podcast.
Let's smoke some cigars, dudes.
I'm lifting weights right now while we're
I'm eating bacon. Raw.
Nice. Tapeworms. Lose some weight quick that way.
Yeah, right. So how was everyone's week? How's it going over there, Chris?
Pretty good. As you guys know, since I wasn't in the podcast last week, I went home for the weekend. You know, the reasoning that I went home kind of sucked. You know, I had to go to my grandmother's funeral, but it was nice to go home and be able to see my family, my friends, and stuff. Beyond that, it's been a pretty normal week. You know, I got back on Sunday and just been hanging out since then.
Yeah, I thought we were going to hang out on Sunday. What was that all about?
Yeah, I ended up not having any time. I got there, I think, Thursday night, and then Friday I spent the whole day with my, spent the morning with my mom, and then I had to go see my fiance's family, and then all of Saturday we ended up spending the day at, you know, with my family and stuff for the funeral and all that, and then I ended up leaving Sunday morning, just because that was the cheapest flight I could get, so.
Yeah, I guess I understand all that.
It kind of sucks that I ended up going home and not having any time to any free time or anything, but you know it is.
Nah,
what it is.
You were here with a purpose, though. I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely next time.
Yes, next time. I'm penciling you in now.
It's every next time week. With you. Every time it's next time with you guys.
Yeah, it has been. Yeah, ever since we found out we lived near each other, it's been next time every time.
Next time, next time.
I blame Chris.
Next
Me
time,
too.
I promise.
Me too.
How about you, Seth? Any gardening?
Nah, not really. I can't even remember this week, so I don't know. I think I've, like, maybe I was abducted. I have time missing from my memory. But it's just been hectic at work, so I've just been getting home, and actually I've been playing more games lately, so that's kind of it. I haven't really done anything.
Cool, then we have more games to talk about at the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing with me. Like, this week's been, like, kind of busy at work. Normally, I mean, my job is, like, it's really not, like, that balls-to-the-wall busy. And when it does get busy, it seems sort of weird. But, yeah, I haven't really been doing much. I posted an article on the site, you know, talking about this. I started collecting Shin Megami Tensei games. I want to collect them all. I don't know why. Just,
gotta catch them all!
Yeah, right?
Shin Megami Tensei!
I have to get into conversations with them and convince them to join my collection. And so all these packages are coming in from Japan, and they're so cheap. Like, I can't stop buying them, you know? It's like you start eating, like, chips, and you can't stop because they're... I mean, it's just so cheap. Like, some of them, I paid, like, $4.50 for one. Like, complete, in the jewel case, you know, spine card, everything.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah. So that's I'm pretty excited about that. I got the ball rolling on that. But you know, pretty unremarkable week otherwise for me.
You know, once you collect everything like that and then you're done, it's you always like reflect back on it, and I wonder if you're gonna be like, oh, this was worth it, or I just wasted lots of money.
Yeah, well, that's the thing though. Like, it'll probably add up to be quite a bit of money, but it doesn't seem like much. Like, me here and there, it's like spending like $10 on a game just doesn't really register in terms of my budget. So I'm not really that worried about it. Some of the games are gonna cost me some money. Like the English versions of like the first two Personas, like $100 a piece.
Shit.
Yeah, so but. That's just the reverence we place on, like, old-school RPGs here in the U.S. Like, they just get so high. But, and, I mean, I don't even know how I'm going to handle some of that, too, because, like, Persona 2 is weird because it was actually split into two games. I think it was, like, Innocent Sin and Eternal Punishment or something like that. And we only got one of them here in English. And how am I going to do that? Am I going to buy the one we got in English and then the other one in Japanese? Should I buy both the Japanese ones? Should I just get them all? I don't even know how I'm going to approach some of this stuff.
I think you need to get them all.
Eventually, probably. I mean, but that's almost like climbing up Mount Everest and then snowboarding down because you can. Like, is climbing Everest enough? Like, how far do I really need to go? I don't know. We'll see. We'll see.
It's sort of more like climbing out Mount Everest and bringing a ladder with you and then, like, climbing a little bit higher once you're at the top.
Maybe. Maybe. Because then do I get all the different regional games? Do I, you know, all the ones I have in English already, should I go then and get the Japanese ones for those?
Yep.
What about the European ones?
Yep, you need those too.
You are out of your mind.
Gotta catch them all.
I know. Anyway, all right. So the news and the topic for this week are one and the same because of most of the news is coming out of Tokyo Game Show. And since Tokyo Game Show is just wrapping up today, I figured that would also make a good topic. So we'll just mash everything together and just have one big conversation today.
What's Tokyo Game Show?
What's Tokyo Game Show? Get the fuck out of here, Seth. And I was gonna have you lead into the conversation because
awesome.
You've been keeping really good track of this stuff.
I was like, yeah, few days. So I hope like nothing super was announced later days.
Nothing super big. I don't think it's really been announced. I mean, like we got like an announcement of like Tekken Tag Tournament 2, but Fran's not on the podcast, so no one cares.
Yeah, who cares?
Because it's like the public days now. Like the public like goes in now. I don't think we're gonna get too many big announcements out of the tail end of TGS.
Just you wait.
I know. Just I wait. Yeah.
It's probably something like being announced right now. That's like Kingdom blowing Hearts 3. All our news away. Yeah, that's never gonna happen.
And
Craig.
A bunch of fanboys just shit their pants.
Kingdom Hearts 3.
Birth by Sleep is Kingdom Hearts. I'll talk a little bit more about that later. But Birth by Sleep is definitely Kingdom Hearts 3. There's no way around it, in my opinion.
Kingdom Hearts 0. Is it a prequel?
It is a prequel, yes. It takes place before Kingdom Hearts 1. Whereas you have, like, I think, well, Chain of Memories was a true sequel to Kingdom Hearts 1. It just connected 1 and 2. And then you have, like, 358 Days Over 2. And that was, what do you call it, an interquel or something, I think, is the term that they use for crap like that.
I guess.
Yeah, they just keep tacking on stories in the middle there. But, I mean, like I said, I'll talk about it later. Let's talk about TGS now.
All right.
So, Seth, what do you got for us? What interested you to the most?
The most? That's kind of a toss-up between a few things. Well, I'm a huge Dead Rising fan, so I'm going to talk about Dead Rising 2 Case West, which is going to be another Xbox Live Arcade download like Case Zero. But this one's an epilogue instead of a prologue, and it features both Chuck Green from Dead Rising 2 and Frank West from the first Dead Rising, and they team up to do something. Got to, like, clear Chuck... They got to clear Chuck's name for something that happens in Dead Rising 2, which isn't out yet. So,
so this is going to be a downloadable game after Dead Rising 2's release?
Yeah.
Okay.
They haven't announced an exact date for it, but it should be just like probably a few weeks, a month. Shouldn't be that long after Dead Rising 2 comes out. And no spoilers, Chris. That's like how Capcom announced the game.
Yeah.
Which actually kind of is spoilerish, but whatever. Anybody who knows about the game knows about it. Also, Phantasy Star Online 2 was announced.
I'm kind of disappointed it's not on any consoles.
Me too. I do not have a PC quality or PC gaming quality PC.
That's fine. Yeah, that makes sense. I get. Neither do I, because I have Macs.
Yeah, I hear that.
But, yeah, I'm, like, a huge fan of the series. The original, I wasted tons of hours on both Dreamcast and GameCube. I know you did, too, Craig.
Oh, God, yeah, I loved them. Did you play Phantasy Star Zero?
Yeah, I did.
And did you like that? Because to me, that was, like, almost like Phantasy Star 2. Like, that was a really good follow-up to the original Phantasy Star Online.
Yeah, it was really fun. It just, kind of not a lot of levels and content there, I guess.
Yeah, it was shorter, yeah.
So, but for them to actually call this one Phantasy Star Online 2, It takes some balls, because they've released some other online Final Fantasy Star games.
Yeah, Universe and Portable, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Have you tried... I mean, I know you don't own a PSP, but have you tried the Portable games?
No, not even...
You know, the first one was pretty good. I liked it. The second one, you know, the demo really impressed me. I for some reason I still don't know if I'm gonna pick it if I'm gonna pick it up anytime soon. It just released. But the I don't know if this is official news or if it was just rumor. But the word is that Sega's gonna be releasing like a downloadable add-on for the game where it puts in all new levels, new classes, and I hear like all the maps from Phantasy Star Online.
Sweet. Does that count like the episode 1 and 2 maps too, or
I don't know. I don't know for sure. It was just something I came across on a forum from a reputable source. So I thought that sounded really cool. So if I pick up Phantasy Star Portable 2, that's definitely something that I'll be getting as well.
Did you ever play? It was PC only, so probably not. But apparently, Blue Shift
or Blue Shift was it Blue Shift or was it Blue Burst? Yeah. What was that?
Pretty sure it was Blue Shift, but it had like an episode 4 on it that had like even more levels and such.
Really? No, I didn't play the PC one. I you know, I'm just not too hot on PC gaming in general. Like that's I don't like sitting in my computer chair playing games. It's just not.
Me neither. Like the only genre I can play on the PC is point and click because that's pretty much what I do on PCs anyways. Is point and click. So and,
yeah. Like I like Roller Coaster Tycoon on my PC. Yeah, you know, Half-Life is Blue Shift. It's Blue Burst for Phantasy Star Online.
Oh, Blue Burst. My bad.
Nah, it's all good. I was right. You were wrong. We can just move on.
You were cutting off for me every time you said Burst, though. So I was like, isn't it Blue? And like, I'm all like, what is he saying?
No, it's not that stupid. You know, but Sega would be nuts not to bring that to consoles. I'm sure it'll eventually come to consoles.
It better. Or, you know, I'll have to fight them.
I'll have to get a crappy PC from like Woot just to run it.
Just don't get anything with an integrated graphics chip. That's just killing me over here.
Yeah, none of that.
Suda51's game was revealed, his EA game with Shinji Mikami, and that was Shadows of the Damned. Damned is all capitalized, so that's why I said it like that. I didn't just have a stroke there at the end.
It was the verbalized, the capitalization.
Yeah, you guys saw the trailer for that, right?
Yep.
Yes.
What do you guys think?
You know, it's Suda51, who I don't like all of his games, but I respect his creativity. And it's Mikami, who I also like. So I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. But at the same time, watching the trailer, I wasn't completely blown away. I don't know, I shouldn't say that. I don't know what to make of it yet. There's not enough gameplay in the trailer to really come away with too much. It looks like a third-person shooter.
Yeah. It's like over-the-shoulder Resident Evil style. Yeah. Or like the couple brief clips that even shows it.
Mm-hmm.
Christopher?
Yeah, I think it looks cool. I mean, I'm definitely interested in it based on Suda and Mikami's involvement. But, I mean, I don't want to say it doesn't look unique enough yet, but I just think we haven't seen enough to make that judgment yet. But I'm definitely interested.
I like the vending machine.
Yeah, that's like one of my favorite like parts where I went, okay, this is maybe a Suda game, was the Gravestone vending machine.
Exactly. That's a Suda 51 kind of thing in there.
Yeah. But yeah, with you guys, I'm like just giving it the benefit of the doubt because of who's making it. But otherwise, did you guys ever play Nightmare Creatures on Nintendo 64?
Yes.
No.
The set, like the town and all the monsters in it sort of remind me of that.
Yeah, I can see that, yeah.
And I thought that game was crap, so
hopefully. I'm sure it'll be nothing like Nightmare Creatures.
Yeah, hopefully it's nothing like that.
You know, another game I'm giving the benefit of the doubt is Catherine. You know, we got another trailer out of TGS, and yeah. I like most of the stuff Atlas puts out, and it's by their Persona team. So, I'm pretty sure I'm going to like this, but there's been no gameplay. They've shown no gameplay, and supposedly it's coming out, like, the end of this year.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even care if there is gameplay. Like,
the thing is, well, you know, I'm watching these trailers, I'm like, I get it, Atlas. It's really weird, and it's really, like, erotic and creepy. I get it. Now, just show me how it plays.
Like, it could be menu-based for all I care. Just make selections. I just want to experience the weirdness.
I'm sure it'll be a pretty cool game. So, but you know, like I said, just give me the benefit of the doubt because I have no idea how you play that game.
Is that coming stateside?
I would be surprised if it didn't come stateside.
Because I mean it's awfully weird.
You know, it is awfully weird, but Atlus has their following here and now. Like, this isn't like the early days of like the Mega 10 games where no one knew who the hell they were. People know Atlus now. People follow Atlus's games, so it'll have an audience. But I don't know. Maybe it won't. I mean, but I would be surprised if it didn't.
Now, they seem to know like how much money to put into their translations and bringing the games over, and how many to print to make money and stuff. So it'll probably come out.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else in particular, Seth, that really like knocked your socks off?
You know, I really like the new Ninja Gaiden games.
Yeah, I was going to say, that seemed like something that would be up your alley.
Yeah, a lot of people don't like Ninja Gaiden 2. I thought it was really fun, but whatever. But Ninja Gaiden 3 was announced, and outside of a poster showing Ryu with his face covered in blood, I don't think anything else was shown.
Yeah, I don't think there was anything. Yeah,
I didn't see anything else.
Anybody else want to take over for stuff?
Yeah, Chris, I mean, was there anything that blew your mind?
Nothing that blew my mind, I wouldn't say. But I was glad to see that The Last Guardian finally got a date. And that's supposed to be out holiday next year. They showed a new trailer for it, which didn't really show a whole lot of gameplay, you know, to give us any idea of what you do in the game. But it still looks great. And, I mean, after Shadow of the Colossus, you know, I'm really excited for that.
The game's going to be so damn good.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, I like Team Ico's ideas. Sometimes, like, some of the fundamentals of putting a game together, you know, I'm going to sound sacrilegious here. I wonder, like, if it's amateur hour. Like, Shadow of the Colossus, so many great ideas. I mean, I wanted to love that game, but I only walked away, like, liking it.
What?
Because, I mean, like, the controls are so, like, wonky. Like, the guy doesn't even listen to you. He does whatever the hell he wants. And I'm not a big fan of the camera. The frame rate isn't that great. I mean, I could live with the frame rate, but, you know, it's just like these are very fundamental things. And it's like they have these really awesome ideas, but then they don't know how to actually make the game that houses those ideas.
I like the controls. I think when you're climbing the Colossi, it, like, gives you the sense of how much of a struggle it is. I don't know if that like
no,
makes it sound
that.
Worse.
That's bullshit.
climbing a fucking Colossus should be a piece of cake. It should be like walking down a boardwalk. It's
Colossi don't exist. They're not real. It's a video game.
Hey, well, exactly. And if they were real, it would be tough to climb them. So
I don't buy that. I don't buy that at all.
They're like shaking around, moving. You got a grip on.
I couldn't even like that first cliff you get to where you see the first Colossus. Right, I'm climbing up that. Even that stationary, that was so retarded.
Hey, have you ever climbed a cliff in real life? That shit's hard too. Just deal.
Yeah.
At first, you're right. When I was first climbing that first cliff in the game, which obviously they put there to like tell you, hey, this game controls weird.
Yeah.
Get used to it. But climbing that first cliff, I was like, what the hell is this crap? But then, you know, I started playing more, and it just became natural to me, so it didn't bug me after a bit.
Yeah, it definitely takes some getting used to, but I mean, I think once you're used to it, it's really not that big a deal. But obviously, for some people, it is. You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to rag on the game too hard. Like, I like it, but I just wasn't, I don't know, like, people, like, fillet it, and I sort of feel like, should I be fillating this game too?
Dude, I fillet the fuck out of it, don't I?
Whoops. Yeah, but I'm definitely excited for Last Guardian. It does look really good.
Yeah, I'd just like to have more of an idea of what you do in the game, you know?
Mm.
Show these trailers of, you know, the kid with the
monkey bird?
Animal. But they don't really give you an idea of what you do, you know?
Well, I mean, if it's like their previous two games, I mean it's going to be a very simple premise that sort of opens itself up as you play.
Yeah.
So.
What? Wait, what's Ico guy's name? The director?
I don't know.
Either especially the U, I think.
Yeah, it's like
Oh yeah.
Fumito.
Yeah.
Fumito Ueda.
Ueda. That's it. He was actually, like, already commenting. Because, you know, the people going, oh, you know, the animal's going to die at the end, so it's sad. He was already, like, commenting on that. Like, oh, that's not necessarily going to happen. Which I found funny that he, like, even is already doing this. I mean, he did have that plan. He's like, oh, shit, are people onto, like, my game? My game designed that fast? should we just go to Eco Shadow of the Colossus collection?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's a good transition into that.
That was announced along with the date for Last Guardian. They're making a compilation collection of Eco and Shadow of the Colossus.
One of the worst kept secrets in, like, video games ever.
Yeah, what a surprise!
Yeah, Ueda during his announcement of it even said, Sony's really bad at keeping secrets.
Them and everyone else in the industry, really.
Yeah, basically.
Except Nintendo.
Yeah, I was gonna say, except for Nintendo, those guys are like ironclad. Well, until the Japanese newspaper like leaks everything on them, they're probably sitting there, son of a Miyamoto's drinking his morning tea. Son of a bitch, who's making this shit?
No.
But yeah, I'll be picking up that collection. I mean, there's really like, I mean, if it's $40 like God of War and like Sly. There's no reason not to pick that collection up. You know,
I think it's actually up for pre-order on Amazon already, and it's listed for $40. So
yeah, that's a good price for those two games. You know, updated. That's really good.
Yeah, if they fix the frame rate, which I know people had a lot of issues with, and they're also including, I think, the European ending to Shadow of the Colossus. I don't know what they have
to Eco.
Oh, to Eco?
Yeah.
No, I think it was Shadow of the Colossus, and they're thinking about doing, like, the European artwork for Eco, because no one liked the American artwork for Eco.
I didn't even know there were different endings.
I think it was only the European market. My cat's jumping around. I think it was only the European market that had that different ending.
Was it for Shadow of the Colossus? I misread then.
I thought it was Shadow of the Colossus. I mean, I don't really know what the ending is. I hadn't heard about it until I heard about the collection, but, you know, extra content is extra content. I mean, I'm glad to have that over not have it.
It's two against one here, so I'll take your guys' word for it.
And they're adding 3D, too, which I guess is cool if you have a 3D TV, but I don't, so.
Yeah, I don't think anybody does yet, but it's good future-proofing, I guess.
Yeah. You know, more options are good, I guess. You know, I might not use it, but somebody will.
Maybe I can use my Move controllers to take down the Colossus and climb those mountains and stuff, just hand over hand with my motion controllers. I would try that.
Yeah. Would you? You won't, like, hold down R to, like, grip things, but you'll, like, swing your arms around. Huh?
Well, as long as he actually does what I tell him to do, there won't be any problem.
There might be. He'll complain anyway. It's supposed to be locked in at 30 frames per second, though, is what I read.
Yeah, 30 frames and, like, all new textures and stuff, too, so that's pretty exciting. Because as beautiful as that game was intended to be, you try to play it now, it's a fucking eyesore. I think so, anyway. It's kind of messy to look at.
I haven't played the games in a while, so.
Yeah, I haven't either.
Oh, see, my first time was playing it was only, like, 2 years ago or something like that. Shadow of the Colossus. It was very, very recent. I got it for like $5 on Amazon during like a Black Friday sale.
It's 2 years recent to you? I got it when it first came out. When did it first come out?
I think it came out in 2005 because it came out right when I started college. And I got it.
It's been a while.
And Eco came out like when the PS2 first came out.
Yeah, it came out in 2005.
Yeah. But I actually liked Eco more than Shadow of the Colossus. Which isn't popular opinion, I think, but
I never finished Eco.
I didn't either.
I should probably do that. Actually, I don't think I own the game anymore.
Well, I think they're coming out with, like, a collection for the PS3.
Yeah, I know. That might give me a chance. I don't know.
What was I saying? The trailer for the collection, it looks like I remember it, which is good because what it actually looks like on the actual PS2 is not what I remember. Like,
yes,
I was looking at like a screenshot comparisons, and Eco looks like it's just covered in Vaseline and everything.
Yeah, it's so like blurry and.
It,
well, that's what Shadow of the Colossus looks like. That's my, you know, that's a problem playing the game.
It's now. Worse than it's even worse than that though, but. Yeah, so I don't know. Should be good. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Anything else that really struck your fancy, Chris?
Nothing else that jumped out at me hugely. I think you can get the rest of it.
Yeah, you know, I was actually kind of impressed by Microsoft's like Kinect announcements to the point where like I may actually get Kinect now.
Now I know you're like all over. You were all over since Child of Eden was shown off.
You know, right? I was. Now I'm just looking for excuses to get it because now I'm really disappointed. Because other than Child of Eden, there's nothing else. You know, I've said it before, and like Kinect Adventures will probably be fun. You know, I know a lot of people go, "Oh, it's casuals and it's for my mom," but I could see myself having some fun with that. But that's not the sort of game that would sell me on the hardware. That's a complimentary game. You know, go with something else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got the Suda 51 game. Was it Codename D, I think it's called? So we got Suda 51 working on it. We have this game called currently Project Draco, which looks like it's a spiritual follow-up to Panzer Dragoon.
Mm-hmm.
A new Steel Battalion. Sega's got some game for it, but I think it's some on-rails game. I don't know. We'll have to see what it looks like.
Yeah.
You know, Sega puts out some decent stuff nowadays, but sometimes they also put out some crap. So we'll have to see about that one. But, I mean, that right there is enough for me because, I mean, that's about the amount of games that I bought Move based on. So, I don't know. It could be pretty interesting. I'm kind of excited to see the potential now.
How the hell is Steel Battalion supposed to work?
I don't know. Yeah, you go from, like, a bajillion buttons to, like, nothing. You know what I want to do? I want to stand in the middle of my living room and stomp around and turn mechanically and play, like, the mech myself. That's what I want to do.
Jeez, it might make a, like, fun Godzilla game.
That's what I was just... Yeah, yeah, yeah. As soon as I said that, I was like, man, what if there's, like, a Godzilla game? You just stomp around and just...
That would be shit. Cool.
That would be incredible.
I think we just made a game.
Yeah. Let's do this, guys. Let's get a developer kit. I'll sell all my games so we can finance it.
You know, I didn't really look at the Kinect stuff. What is Suda... Did they, like, show anything for Suda's game?
Yes... But not much. I don't. You know. I think when I was looking at it, they weren't showing anything because there weren't any cameras allowed into Microsoft's conference because Microsoft sucks. So like people were just like live blogging it and shit. But I mean, again, it's Suda 51, and he'll probably do something cool. I mean, I think it's like a beat 'em up is what it is.
Interesting.
Bueller.
I'm gonna need some. But I'm still not sold on Kinect. No. I like still can't like picture playing these games. Like I can't picture playing Panzer Dragoon with my hands.
No,
have a controller.
I don't know. I mean, once I saw like Child of Eden be demoed, I was just totally blown away. Like I like really like if it works that well, then I'm really interested in seeing what other developers come up with.
Yeah, I'm glad to see that they finally have some, like, more hardcore, or whatever you want to call them, games for Kinect, but, I mean, I'm not sure how they're going to play, so I'm still on the fence.
Yeah, yeah. So Codename D is, it sounds like a beat-em-up, where you have to beat the shit out of a bunch of people in, like, an evil amusement park, and it's a downloadable game for Xbox Live Arcade.
Huh.
And you don't have, like, conventional weapons. Apparently, the trailer, which was live action, which is weird... the main character lit a baseball on fire and threw it at people.
That would work.
Yeah, good. Yeah. So, like I said, I'm interested.
Also, what I was going to say is, I don't think Child of Eden looked like it played that great on Kinect.
You know, that was the thing. Like, at you know, when they first demoed it at E3, I thought it looked amazing. It looked like it worked really well. But then for some reason at TGS, like, it worked worse.
Yeah, shouldn't it get better?
I don't know. I don't know if there was technical difficulties or what, but it looked like he was having some problems there.
Yeah, it's always hard to tell with those live stage demos because they don't always work.
Yeah,
as exactly. Expected, problems arise.
And that game has got to be like, I mean, what is it? So like six, 7 months out. Like it's not like it's finished. So
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah,
if all else fails, I already have Move controller, so I'll get it for that.
Have you used your navigation controller yet for the
I have moves? Not used that navigation controller at all. It was a waste of money.
I saw that video, then I feel like you show off the navigation controller, just sort of disappears from the video.
Because there was no point. Like, I synced it and everything, and I started going through the menus. I'm like, oh, nothing uses this. Great.
Gonna have to get a Resident Evil 5 Gold Edition.
I haven't played anything more than the Resident Evil 5 demo, like, back when it first came out, and I was not impressed. It was clunky and boring.
I liked the game.
Yeah, I know you did.
I played through co-op, so I had somebody to play with.
Yeah, co-op will probably be fun, but trying to, like, schedule times with people playing with me because of my erratic schedule, it just doesn't happen, so nuts to that. So anyway, this TGS thing, right?
Oh, what? What's TGS?
I know, right? So they showed off a new Yakuza. It's called Yakuza of the End, and I like the Yakuza games.
This is different from Yakuza 4?
Well, 4 is already out, and 4 is coming out here, so it could potentially be 5. But they didn't have a number attached to it, just the subtitle. And it has zombies, and, like, some guy with a weird biomechanical arm. I saw that, and a lot of people were like, what the fuck?
Is this game... I haven't played any of the Yakuza... Does this fit into, like, the canon? Is this, like, something that you would expect from a Yakuza game?
Yes and no, because the thing is, like, the game... probably closer to no. The games are, like, crime dramas, and they're sort of set in reality, but they have, like, really weird fantastical elements that are not reality.
So, Shenmue?
Yeah. Like I've said before, Yakuza is basically Shenmue with some gameplay. So, not really. Personally, as a Yakuza fan, I don't mind this. I mean, if this is really Yakuza 5 with the intention of moving on to Yakuza 6, I don't know how I feel about that. It doesn't make much sense. But if it's just a side game, which the series does have, but they're on PSP, or if it's actually literally, like, the last game, it is the ending, I can appreciate going out with some bizarre, you know, bang like this. I can appreciate the levity. But going from 5 to 6, like, this is 5 going into 6, I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I don't know how they're going to work with that, but... Nah, as long as I get to beat the shit out of dudes and there's some ridiculous dialogue, that's the only thing I play the games for, so I'm cool with that. I'm cool with that. And
I really need to start that series.
You do? I think you would like it. I think this would actually be up your alley. I'm surprised you haven't yet.
I have just been lazy getting on eBay and finding a copy.
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Yep.
Play some Yakuza. And Valkyria Chronicles 3 was announced, and much to the chagrin of PS3 fanboys everywhere, like, who shit their pants when it was announced for the PSP. Personally, I'm indifferent, because I have Valkyria Chronicles. I have 1 and 2. I like 1, and I like 2. I don't really have a preference for what platform it's on. I mean, it's really playable on the PSP. Like, there's no reason to be upset that it's on the PSP, I don't think.
Except for nobody owns them. No, I don't own them.
The PSP has sold, like, 3 times as many units as, like, the GameCube. But nobody says nobody owns a GameCube. Like, that's the funny thing.
What? I think everybody used to say that.
But everyone's played a GameCube. Everyone's used a GameCube. Like, it doesn't cross people's minds to think, like, oh, nobody has a GameCube.
You can share GameCubes, though.
You can share PSPs. They're a fraction of the size. What the hell kind of logic are you going with here?
You can't share a PSP?
My crazy OCD logic where I don't like people touching my handhelds.
Yeah, you know, I have that too. I don't like people to, this is mine. Only I can look upon its screen.
Yeah. Oh, especially with the DS, because I'm like, oh, I don't want anybody to scratch this thing.
Yeah.
If I'm gonna scratch it, it's gonna be me.
You should just bite down and get one, dude. Just, even if you have to get it, like, a used one from GameStop, just get one.
That's disgusting, Craig. I can't believe you tell me that.
It's covered in, like, boogers and, like, jelly sandwiches and stuff.
I'd have to get my credit card, be going through, like, all the creases on it, get all the dirt out.
Yeah. No, it is pretty gross. I bought a GBA SP Plus from GameStop, and, I mean, it was in pretty good condition, on the fact that it was just kind of... I don't know, it just felt gross. Like, do they not, like, just take some Windex to, like, a paper towel and just wipe this shit down? Like, what are you doing otherwise? You guys are just bitching about systems and stuff behind the counters and telling people, like...
they don't have games they have?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, really.
Watch the fucking systems.
Just get some, like, some of those Clorox wipes or something. Swear to God.
Yeah, dude. I don't know. No idea. And what else? We Ape Escape for the Move. Did you guys see this? I think this was just announced like last night or something like that.
I did not see that at all.
I'm really disappointed. It's like a rail shooter.
Sweet. I say sweet because I'm happy whenever you're disappointed.
Oh. It's my day. You're an asshole.
I know.
You know, it could be fun. Like, I have nothing against rail shooters. It's just that, you know, the first Ape Escape, like, really showed what dual analog could do. Like, you know, people looked at the controller, why are there two sticks? You know, and then you play Ape Escape and you go, oh, I get it. And then Sony has this new motion controller and they're like, oh, it's a rail shooter. That hasn't been done before. Like, really? Like, you really couldn't have thought of something better than this. So I sincerely hope there is, like, you know, an Ape Escape 4 coming out and it's, you know, it actually has some actual, like, gameplay.
I think rail shooter makes sense. I mean, you don't swing your arm around to catch stuff in a net, right? That wouldn't translate to move at all.
Why would that not translate to move?
I'm being facetious.
I get that, Seth. Don't flip.
It went over my head. I'll admit to it.
I'm just saying. I think it's a stupid idea.
Yeah. Nope. I agree with you. And we got like a follow up to Demon's Souls, currently called Project Dark. Do you guys play Demon's Souls?
I played for like an hour.
Oh, so basically you just died and restarted the beginning a couple times, right?
Actually, I made it all the way until I died. I survived for a while. I was like, this game isn't that hard. And then some guy killed me like one hit.
Boom, done. What about you, Chris? Do you have it?
No, I have not played it.
Good are you?
I saw the trailer for Project Dark, though, and it didn't show that much.
Nope, it didn't. But being a follow-up to Demon's Souls is kind of enough.
I like the design on the armor, though. It looked like deep-sea diving armor.
I'm at the point where, like, if someone tells me, okay, yeah, this is like this is from the developer of Demon's Souls, and it's basically a follow-up to Demon's Souls, like, that's all I really need to know. You know, a lot of people get, like, you know, like I mentioned earlier, like, the media frenzy, like, people devour every piece of media that comes out, but I find myself, like, not having to do that. Like, okay, cool. I'll just follow the blogs until I'm told when it's going to come out, and then I'll buy it.
The stuff I follow more is the stuff that I'm not sure about.
Exactly.
That's how it should be.
Well, that's not how it is.
No, you're right. It's not, but...
Because, I mean, like, who needs to be told how a Halo game plays? Oh, run forward, kill the aliens. And, I mean, how much Halo Reach media was out there? So much.
No, it's true.
But, hey, I mean, that's what the general audience wants. It's what the general audience gets.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm saving the best for last year. I got one more. Did you guys see... is it Asura's Wrath? This beat 'em up from Capcom?
Yeah, I finally watched that trailer last night.
I like the style that they're going for there.
The game looks like the most ridiculous thing ever, and I love it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, it's good. Like the main character's like loaded with like spears or arrows, and he's just beating the shit out of stuff. I love it. I'm really interested in seeing how that one turns out. And it's from Capcom. I'm sure it'll be a lot of fun.
I was hesitant to even check it out because I didn't think the name was that cool. Asura's Wrath. I was like, yeah, whatever.
Fuck this. Yeah, no, it's a really generic, boring name. Doesn't really strike any interest, but nah, yeah. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yep.
Yeah, it definitely does.
And finally, we have DMC.
I was wondering when we were going to get around to that.
Yeah, I was saying this last year. I thought there'd be some conversation here. DMC being... sort of a reimagining, a reboot of Devil May Cry with a bit of a new style. And I'll say my opinion for last. Seth, what did you think of this?
I think you've read my opinion, but it's the unpopular opinion. I don't really care that the style has changed. I'm not a big fan of the DMC games. I've played 1, 3, and 4, and they all just get really repetitive and boring, and I stop playing them. Except for four. Four I was liking while you play as Nero because I thought the grab mechanic like changed up the gameplay enough where I was finding it enjoyable. And then you have to play as Dante, and then I hated the game again. So I think I just hate Dante. But so I don't really care that this is completely different from the old games. And I think it's a chance for them to actually make the games fun for me now. I know a lot of people are like, oh, God, this is stupid. I loved Dante, blah, blah, blah. But personally, this is now a chance for them to actually make a DMC game I like. So,
or not I'm even just a DMC game that you like, just maybe even just something different.
Yeah.
No, one I like. But, yeah, the trailer... honestly, I could understand. It's, like, completely different. Dante looks like a freaking junkie. He's locked up and possibly fighting the monsters in his head. That's fine. I don't really care as long as the gameplay is good. And it shows off, like, a grapple sword. He, like, throws a car at somebody with, like, a sword that turns into a grapple thing. So it looks kind of cool to me.
What about you, Chris? What do you think of it?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't played Devil May Cry since, like, the first one on the PS2 a long time ago. And I thought it was cool, but for some reason I just never ended up playing the others. But I do think, you know, the grapple sword looks cool. I don't really know why they changed Dante's look. Why not just have, you know, a new character? Maybe that relates to the plot or something, but, you know, there has been a lot of negative reception about that, as I'm sure you guys have seen. I'm not a huge fan of the new look, but, I mean, I'm kind of indifferent because I wasn't a huge fan of the series, you know, so. As long as, you know, it's not just a reboot of Dante's look, I hope that, you know, the gameplay, you know, they change that up a little bit too, you know?
Yeah.
So.
I'm amazed at the negative backlashes, like. These are people that liked a game about some androgynous platinum blonde, like, pretty boy wearing red leather who rides, like, rockets. And
but when you put it that way...
And I'm like, and you're upset this was changed. To me, like, they're just going from one ridiculous, over-the-top cliche to another. You know, you got this, you know, I don't know, drugged-out guy who's putting out cigarettes in the robot's eyeballs and then, like, swinging cars around.
I thought that was cool.
I thought... I like that, too.
That's kind of cool.
I mean, I like both styles. Like, I do. And I just don't understand, like... I mean, what is his attachment to Dante in the first place? He's just a flat D-lister character if I ever saw one.
Probably because, like, he, like, surfs on guys while shooting pool in the air and eating pizza all at the same time.
Cowabunga. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess... you know, I can't knock people for being attached to certain characters, but you got four games of that character, and they're all basically the same exact fucking game anyway. So you're really going to cry when it gets changed. You have four games that you enjoyed. Like, how many more of the same exact game do you need?
I don't think they enjoyed Devil May Cry 2.
Yeah.
To me, I guess I'm indifferent. And I try to look at the positive side of it. Maybe it could be different. Maybe it'll even be better. I just and it says that as long as the gameplay is fun, who fucking cares?
Yeah, so many people have said, you know, I hate this series now because of what they did to Dante.
And you haven't even played it.
Yeah, as long as the gameplay is good, why does it matter?
Yep. I don't know. I can't even reply to, like, I'm on, like, forums, and I can't even reply to the threat. I just don't even bother because
yeah.
There's just a sea of negativity. And like, hey, guys, what if it's good?
That's impossible.
I know.
Then you see his shoulders.
Burn the interloper. I don't know. It's funny how all three of us are on the same page. Like, yeah, maybe it'd be cool, like, against, like, this wave of, like, negativity. I was just really surprised that people... were so turned off by it. I'm like, oh, they're both, like, really stupid and over the top. Like, what's the difference? The blonde hair? Is that really the difference?
Honestly, though, I think a lot of the character change has to do with Ninja Theory going, well,
yeah,
we want to be different from Capcom, from what they did.
I think so, too. And to be perfectly honest, if I had to choose between the two styles, if I had to, I would go with the Eastern style. I would. But I at the same time, I still don't see anything wrong with the Western look either.
I think a mashup of the two would work out best.
And how would you suggest they pull that off?
Just have regular Dante, but make him put out cigarettes in robot's eyes.
Oh, wow. No kidding.
No, I'm interested to see what they're doing with the whole... Cause if he's like an insane person fighting stuff in his head. I think that might be kind
of
cool.
I think it might be cool. And think of the gameplay types that they could work out with something like that.
Yeah, like back and forth between the real world and his crazy world. It would be good. It's sort of like the Max. You guys probably never seen that show or comic, but
what show?
The Max. It was on MTV. It was like a cartoon based on a comic that was. It was like had a 13 episode run on MTV back in their Aeon Flux days.
Oh, so is that like heavy metal or something?
Sort of. Do you know what? You can watch it on their website. I'll link you after the podcast. It's actually really damn good.
Oh, okay, cool. I'll have to check that out. But I think that about wraps up everything that I wanted to talk about in terms of TGS. You guys, is there any straggling news you guys want to bring up?
Let's see. We could talk about the leaked Square Enix trailers.
Oh yeah, the Final Fantasy 13 stuff. Yeah. Why don't you?
There was also the third birthday.
Oh yeah, that's right, third birthday. I'm really interested in that. Square Enix is really like rocking the PSP lately. I don't know. It's got to be a money sink for them.
I never played the Parasite Eve games, but I thought they were like RPGs or horror or like survival horror or something.
Survival horror RPGs. I mean, it's like Square. I would almost say like Square Enix's take on Resident Evil.
This game looks like a third-person shooter.
Yeah, it's considerably different, yeah.
Huh. Lots of tentacles, too, in the trailer.
Well, them crazy Japanese.
These were, like, big tentacles, though. They're not suitable for penetration.
Okay. I merely alluded to it. Something else go all out. Penetration tentacles. Whatever. Christ.
You don't know what they're penetrating.
Now we're just completely leaving nothing to the imagination.
Batumcha, Dissidia sequel.
Yeah, the Dissidia. I'm sure you haven't played Dissidia, have you, Seth?
Yeah, I played it on my PSP. I don't have.
Correct. Yeah, right. I don't know. I don't know if like your nephew has one or something and pirates games like he does the DS.
Now, my little nephew has a PSP, but he's, like, never here.
Okay. Well, if he's that little, you can just wrench it away from him.
I'm not going to go to where he is either.
Oh, okay. South of the border.
He's no.
What about you, Chris? Did you play Dissidia?
No, I did not.
I played Dissidia, and I really liked it. It was, in fact, one of my favorite games of last year, and, you know, top 10 that I played all last year. It's a phenomenal game, really unique. So I'm definitely interested in the sequel. I don't know about adding weird-ass made-up words to it, but...
Duodecim.
Duodecim, I don't know.
Which is 012, apparently.
Maybe it's Latin or something.
Maybe.
I have no idea.
I thought the trailer was kind of boring, though. It was just like lightning just talking to some dude I don't know the whole time.
It was not an exciting trailer, but if you've played the game and...
You'll know it's exactly like that, just people talking.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, toot. If you've played the first Dissidia thing, I mean, just the fact that a second one is announced is just exciting enough.
They also had a little character reveal at the end of the trailer. Tifa.
Was it? I missed that.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, she pops up at the end.
Okay, cool.
So, more characters. Woo.
Then we had the Versus trailer as well.
You cut out what?
The Versus trailer.
Okay.
But I don't know why... You know, someone said... I was reading somewhere. Was it on, like, the comments from, like, Kotaku or something like that? Someone was saying that, like, Square doesn't like cameras filming their trailers because it's not the best quality, you know, being filmed off-screen. So there's not supposed to be any cameras in there. Which is kind of stupid. Just release the fucking trailers. I want to see what the hell's going on.
Even when I went to E3 in 04, like, all of Square's booth had, like, do not record stuff on all their
stuff. Whatever. And, well, Nintendo was the same with the 3DS. I mean, working under the same, you know, principle that you know, filming 3D isn't going to look that great, so people are going to look at this video and go, oh, well, this isn't cool. This
sucks. Like, people aren't that stupid. They, like, can understand.
You'd be surprised.
Okay, well, I guess I'm giving them too much credit. But I think it's ridiculous, because I think people understand, hey, 3D doesn't translate well.
Let me tell you something, and I don't want to throw the YouTube audience under the bus, or even my YouTube audience, but having to deal with a very wide patch of the gaming populace on YouTube, there are people that are that dumb, absolutely, and especially if they already have a reason to not like something, they will just find other reasons not to like it. Right. There are literally people that are out there that are not that intelligent. But as a disclaimer, most of my audience is really positive and they're good people, but there are dumb people out there. I see them.
Stop being dumb, guys.
I don't know. But, well, because a lot of the audience is very young, and they're just very spiteful and hateful, and they want to dislike stuff, meanwhile trumpeting the stuff that they do like. It's really weird how they have to have this division. If they don't have a cause to support and a cause and something else to be against, I don't know. Maybe they just don't have any purpose in their life. I don't know.
Now the trailer, though, it just looked like real world Earth environments to me.
I have no idea what's going on in Versus. I mean,
it was like a gas station that like you find in a desert town, and then like a downtown of like a smallish city with a behemoth in it. Was the combat real time? I couldn't tell.
I have no idea.
But in the Ejito trailer, it looked definitely like it was real time combat.
Is that how you pronounce that? I actually did not catch that trailer.
Is it Ejito? Final Fantasy Ejito 13, Ejito.
Well, I mean, if we're talking Japanese, there is that you wouldn't have that soft sound with a G. It would be Agito.
Agito.
Yeah.
Agito.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Jito sounds cool.
But I mean, this is Square Enix we're talking about. They make shit up all the time. They just make their own rules, so I have no idea.
Duodecim.
Exactly. 3, 5, 8 days over 2.
Even though days is last on there.
Doesn't make any sense.
Sure doesn't. That was like a really short trailer, though, and just looked like it showed off some real-time combat.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, at least it's showing gameplay.
Yeah, that one was mostly gameplay, actually.
That's pretty cool. I'll have to catch up on that one. I'll have to check that one out. There's a lot of news coming out. I haven't been able to keep up with, I guess, everything. I kept up with most stuff, but...
Did you see the new Lords of Shadow trailer, Castlevania?
That one that's like 8 minutes long.
Yeah. It was like the whole game. If I knew Japanese, I would feel like I had probably just played the game.
No. I mean, I can understand about half of what's going on. No, you're not going to. It doesn't give it.
All right.
But... you know, I mean, I'm way more excited for Castlevania than I thought I would. I've never been this excited for a Castlevania game, but this game has me really pumped. Only a couple weeks away now, I think, right? October 5th?
Yeah. Very beginning of October.
Yeah, so, I mean, everything I see coming out of this, coming out for this game, it just gets me way more excited.
The graphics were kind of blowing me away in that trailer. Like, a lot of things I went, is this... FMV? There's no way this is real time, but then you see little hints that it was definitely real time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it looks fantastic. You know, I pre-ordered it for the 360 because that's just where I go for my multiplat games. I prefer the control and I prefer, you know, lives.
And you prefer switching discs?
You know, well, that was the thing. I'm sitting there thinking, like, well, it's on two discs. Like, I don't know. Because, I mean, I'm just not a big fan of the Sony PlayStation controller. And that's the problem, so... And it'll probably look better on the PS3, and I won't have to swap discs, so I don't know. I gotta weigh it out. But it is a fantastic looking game. Are either of you guys like big Castlevania fans? Is this...
I've played a good deal of them, and I've enjoyed a lot of them, but I wouldn't consider myself a big fan. I'm a casual fan, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's the sort of boat that I'm in. What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I'm pretty much the same. You know, I've played the ones on the Game Boy and the DS. And Symphony of the Night, and a little bit of the older ones, but, you know, just kind of a casual fan, not really a huge fan, but this one does look good.
Yep. Yeah.
I was pretty impressed with. I didn't watch the whole trailer, because, you know.
It's a base camp in the middle or something.
You know, I got other things to do with my day, but, you know, I watched the first couple minutes, it looks really good. Very impressed.
Well, I think that's about it. I think that about wraps up.
Wait.
Oh, but there's more.
Marvel vs. Capcom 3 characters.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I didn't write that down in my notes, but I figured you'd bring it up anyway.
Yeah.
Is he here, Chris? Yeah.
Yeah, there he goes again with his Marvel vs. Capcom
3. Ron Bone. All
right. New characters announced at TGS were X-23 from Marvel, who is literally a clone of Wolverine. She's a female clone of Wolverine in the Marvel Universe. And but she looks like she plays different enough, so it doesn't look like another case of Bone Wolverine from Marvel's Capcom. Spider-Man, who we all knew was coming.
Because, what a shock.
Yeah. He's Spider-Man, but he had his reveal trailer, and he looks pretty badass. They added some more visual style to a lot of his moves. Like his Maximum Spider. I have to say it like that. That's like the only way I've ever heard it. I can't go his Maximum Spider, because that's not what it is.
That's not maximum enough.
Yeah,
it's like Shadow of the Damned.
Yeah, exactly. That has like a whole web effect going on it now. It looks really cool. And then Whiskers, who I call, his name's Wesker. I can't help calling him Whiskers because I think
it's funny. Who the hell is Whiskers?
Yeah, who's Whiskers?
See, when I play Resident Evil games, me and my friend, we just call people stupid names. Like, we call Wesker Whiskers, and in Resident Evil 4...
guess what? Your friends aren't on this podcast.
We call Salazar Salad Bar, because we stole that from Animaniacs. So, that's what we do. So, Wesker was revealed, and he's obviously Resident Evil 5 Wesker, where he's teleporting around like an asshole, and wearing mates. Wearing Matrix clothes, so...
Can we get some Resident Evil 5 spoilers in here? What is up with Wesker and Resident Evil 5? What's up with Wesker altogether? Like, I've played the games, but I still don't understand the character at all.
Is the right to become a god? No, I don't know. What do you mean? Like, he injected himself with the G-virus, I think, but he has, like, a 0.001% chance of immunity to it. So he's like completely immune to the virus, so it doesn't get any the mutation effects of the virus. So he doesn't get any of the like retarded mutations, but he gets all of its powers, and then just becomes more and more badass because of that. I don't know,
or convoluted, depending on how you want to look at it.
That's a good way of putting it.
When I first played Code Veronica and his eyes were glowing red, I went, "Is he a robot now?"
That's exactly what I thought. Is he a Terminator?
But, yeah, apparently he has an immunity that makes him not turn retarded when jacking himself up on that stuff.
I see.
I think I'm done now. That's all my stuff.
Yeah, you got anything else, Chris?
No. I'm done.
I guess that's about it. You know, I love Tokyo Game Show. I don't know. I think it's maybe because I despite the fact... there seems to be some sort of animosity against it. Like, I still enjoy Eastern development. And there always seems to be, like, new stuff coming out there. Like, it's not, like, E3 level, like, new stuff, but certainly better than Gamescom.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
What's Gamescom?
I don't know.
I guess those Europeans need something, right?
But, you know, the funny thing is, it's supposed to be pretty big, and it's open to the public, so, I mean, it doesn't seem like we actually get that much new stuff out of Gamescom. It's just really more reiterating stuff.
E3 repeat?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, new stuff does come out of Gamescom, but nothing like
substantial.
E3 or TGS. Exactly. So, TGS always gets me excited. I like Eastern games, and there's always some cool new stuff coming out of there, so... I enjoy it. I've always wanted to go, but, like, every year, like, I see, like, pictures, like, people, like just a sea of people lined up to get in. I'm like, fuck that. No way. I'll just stick to PAX East.
Where everybody smells bad.
Yeah, PAX East was kind of stinky.
Was it? See, like, even, I've heard, like, just jokes about that. Even the Penny Arcade, on the Penny Arcade site, they like make fun of that.
Oh, but, do they? Yeah, nah, yeah. It does. Well, because I mean, number one, I mean, even if you're I didn't have this problem, and neither did Andreas, you know, my friend that I went with. But I mean,
now, guess
I
could, what? Your friend's not here.
I know. Shut up.
Doesn't feel so good, does it?
But, you know, even if you shower and, like, wear deodorant and stuff like that, it's very hot in there, and you're surrounded by people. So I can imagine, like an overactively, like, sweaty person who is well-groomed stinging the place up. But it was just, nope, I think it was just smelly nerds, mostly. At any rate, we can talk about some listener questions here. And for you listeners out there, want to send us a question, look us up on Facebook. Just search up TV and Lust, like it, and when the prompt comes around on Wednesdays, just respond to it and leave us some questions. Could be video game related, could be, you know, music or TV or movie related, anything you want. You know, just throw it at us. If we don't want to answer it, we won't. But you can give it a shot. So first one here is, hey guys, I'm a big fan of the podcast, which is awesome. Thanks. Is there a company that made awesome game systems in the past, such as Atari, Coleco, Sega, etc., and you enjoy seeing them back again? I would like seeing Sega again. I mean, the Dreamcast was a really high note to go out on. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough to win over gamers, and the PS2 on the horizon, nobody really bought into it. But, you know, the Dreamcast was really awesome, and if Sega could do something like that again, I would be totally down. But, you know, as for, like, Atari and Coleco, well, you know, what did Atari go out on? The Jaguar? No thanks. Coleco, I like the ColecoVision, but I don't really have any, like, nostalgic attachment to it or any real interest in seeing Coleco come back. So maybe a new 3DO.
I don't know if you're serious.
I like the 3DO, man. See, here's the problem. The 3DO is basically the 1993 version of the systems we have today. It was designed to be a multimedia device, which is why it was so expensive. But the problem is, like, that's back in an era where everything was still on magnetic fucking tape. You know, people were still listening to cassettes and watching VHSs, like Fat Lot of Good, a multimedia machine in your living room does. So it was just, I honestly think it was ahead of its time, really.
I've never played it, so I can't exactly talk, but...
And it's got some pretty cool games, too, so... I mean, I don't know. I don't think I would want to see a 3DO 2, but it was a pretty cool machine.
Hey, what happens if you replace the O with an S?
I think that's... 3DS! Hey, Chris, so how about the answer to this question?
I hate you guys.
Way to cut Seth off. Well, I didn't play too many of the really older systems like the ColecoVision or the, you know, the Ataris or anything like that. So I would probably agree with you and say Sega. You know, maybe if they had their own console, they could make a good Sonic game.
I am betting the farm on Sonic Colors. I'm telling you, Sonic Colors is going to be good.
For the console version?
Yeah.
I'm not with you on that. No. I haven't liked any of what I've seen of the gameplay.
I have liked pretty much everything I've seen, and then all the hands-ons have been positive so far. I think it may not be a mind-blowing game, like this isn't Mario Galaxy level or anything like that, but I think it could be pretty good.
Still too much running, I think. Not enough jumping. I don't know.
We'll see. I mean, they haven't really even revealed all the power-ups yet, so I mean, I think they're trying to keep the power-ups under wraps and how they're used under wraps. So that might be why you haven't seen much more than just running.
I don't think power-ups are going to change my mind, but whatevers!
Yeah. This has come from the guy who doesn't like Star Fox Assault.
Who likes Star Fox Assault?
People with taste. People with taste.
Look, Craig, when it's just you, that does not... That's just because you like some... Yeah, just because you like some other games are good, and you also happen to like Star Fox Assault, does not mean, like, Star Fox Assault is good.
Bitches can't step to my video game taste, all right?
All right. You've played the game. You know that, like, space station where you're running around the space station and Donkey Kong barrels are rolling down at you? It's fucking awful. It's awful.
I think it's great. Like, it's such an awesome idea that you get out of the R-Wing, you run around the ground, you kill stuff. If your friends in the air, like, need help, you jump in your R-Wing and you go out and blast. I mean, it really feels like there's this all-out battle going on and you're a part of it.
Landmaster was a cool... The Blue Marine was a cool idea. Running around when you have a fucking spaceship or a tank is not...
A spaceship and a tank are not surgical weapons. Like, this is why, you know, Fox McCloud is a mercenary. His job is to kill shit dead and get paid. So I think it's kind of cool that he gets out and just blows the shit out of stuff.
All right, we're just going to have to agree that I'm going to troll you when the review goes up.
Well, I got Star Fox 64 coming up next in a couple days. I got that review coming out. But well, Star Fox
unless,
64 is
unless
awesome.
You give that game a bad review. Yeah, exactly. It's awesome.
There's nothing bad you can say about it. I mean, here's my review. It's a fucking masterpiece. If you haven't played it yet, what the fuck are you doing?
See, I just don't even understand how you like Assault. Maddie.
See, here's the thing. I wouldn't go so far as to say Assault is a better game than Star Fox 64 on an objective level. But on a pure fun, like, arcade-style, like, level, like, I love Assault. I love just popping it in and playing through these levels. I think it's great.
See, even when I was playing the game, like, on every level, I thought to myself, I know how to make this level better, or I know how to make this better. So
that could, I mean, I can understand that. I mean, that could be true. I mean, like, I'm not saying it's a perfect game. Yeah, absolutely. There are ways to make it better. I mean, there's some levels, like, where you're just running around, like, destroying, like, generators. Like, it's just the most basic, you know, objective you could ever have. So, yeah, I mean, I could agree. Stuff like that could be better, yeah.
So, reader, I hope that answers your question.
I know. We want to see another Star Fox game.
Yeah, no, whatever, Sega.
Moving on. Was there more? This looks... Okay, nope, that's it to the question. After hearing the lineup of games so far for the 3DS at launch, if you could only choose two games to buy launch with the system, what would it be? We actually don't have an official launch lineup for the 3DS yet. I think that's coming out the 29th. Nintendo's announcing launch titles, release date, and prices and stuff like that. So I don't think we have anything official yet.
It probably just means games that have been announced so far.
Yeah. Honestly, for me, like, I would have to pick Paper Mario. And see, it's tough between Ocarina of Time and Star Fox, but I want to go with Star Fox for launch games. But you know, honestly, like, that's only it's if I have to buy two. But God knows I'm buying more than two anyway, so it don't really matter.
You've already played Star Fox though. You really like Resident Evil or
those games are, I highly doubt that Resident Evil is going to be ready for launch.
Mario Kart, well, I don't think it's going to be ready for launch either, but let's pretend it was.
You know, well, I'm not necessarily the biggest Resident Evil fan. And, like, Metal Gear Solid, like, it's Snake Eater, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just Snake Eater. I didn't mention Metal Gear Solid. I said Mario Kart.
Oh, okay, my bad. I mean, well, yeah. I mean, I guess Mario Kart I would be down for, yeah. But I don't know. I mean, just to me, like, being able to play Star Fox 64 on the go, I love that arcade style of gameplay. I think it would be very conducive for the 3D. Like, I think it would look great in 3D.
Kid Icarus, Craig?
Oh, yeah, there's another one. Jesus Christ. Two games? Fuck this, Rusty.
Yeah, that's a hard question.
I'm buying five games, goddammit. But, I mean, you know, recently, I think it was the same Japanese newspaper that leaked, like, the DSi and the fact that the 3DS even existed in the first place, recently said that it's going to go on sale in November in Japan with Paper Mario as a launch game. So,
really?
Yeah, I think that was recently leaked, so probably true, who knows. I mean, I definitely see it coming out in Japan before the end of the year. America, yeah. I don't know, but I mean, I can wait until next year. I got so much shit that I'm buying quarter four here anyway that I can wait until next year.
Like, I honestly hope it releases next year because I just can't afford everything I want right now.
No, and I'm going to have to buy one for Dana, too. I'm going to have to buy two of these things because she can't play the next Layton. I don't want to live in this house if she can't play the next Layton.
At least somebody over there has good taste.
she also plays Mario Party DS.
God damn it.
In her defense, that's probably the best Mario Party.
Probably.
Which is like the best shit sandwich, I don't know.
Is that game made to, like, destroy your DS like it was made to destroy N64 controllers?
I haven't played enough of that.
Yeah, right.
Probably. Well, but she's played through with every single character. Like, she's played through the entire game with every character. So, can't be that bad.
I'm not a big Mario Party fan.
Nah, me neither. Funny thing is, back in the day, I actually preferred Sonic Shuffle. Did you ever play that on the Dreamcast?
Nah, I heard the load times on it were awful.
Yeah, the load times are bad because it's actually auto-saving in between everything. So while it's, you know, you're talking on a machine that was released in 1999, it's trying to save and load at the same time, so it's like, just takes forever.
Anyways.
Yeah, anyway, what about you guys? What about you, Chris? What are you going to What are you excited for on the 3DS? Because I had two games. You could try, man. I couldn't do it.
Yeah, I could. I'm not getting with two games. I'm getting more than two games. If I had to pick two, I would agree, and I'd say Paper Mario. The other one, it's tough to pick. I mean, I want to say, you know, maybe Kid Icarus or you know, something multiplayer and say Mario Kart, but I don't know. Paper Mario and Kid Icarus, there.
I think it was a good choice. What about you, Seth?
Well, Mario Kart for sure. I love the Mario Kart games, and actually have people I can play with in this house who also love them. So Mario Kart and Paper Mario. If it's Paper Mario.
Yeah, paper. As long as it's not like Super Paper Mario, I think we're okay.
Which it looks like it isn't. So
yeah. Am I the only one who really didn't care for that game?
Have you read message boards, Craig?
Oh yeah, I guess. Well, it also has a very big like defense force too.
I like it, but I'm not on the defense force because I can understand easily why people hate it.
Yeah. I was really excited for it because, I mean, I love the Paper Mario games. I was really excited for this game, but, and they're like, oh, it's a platformer and RPG. I'm like, wow, that's awesome. And then you play it and like, it doesn't excel at either one. Like the platforming is so basic and the RPG elements are even more rudimentary that it's like, it's just boring. Like you're just sort of going from point A to point B to trigger the next cutscene. You're not really even doing anything.
I think I forgave a lot of it because it's actually really funny.
Yeah, it is well written. I'll give it that.
It is funny,
but I was very definitely. I got to give it another go sometime soon. You know, I always try to come back to games that I overwhelmingly really didn't care for because there aren't that many. Most games I can be either indifferent or really like, but there aren't that many games I genuinely don't like. So I'll give it another go sometime soon. But I wasn't impressed with that. Okay, so Fran asked us a couple questions because she's not going to be on. First one is, what are your thoughts on the new Dante from Devil May Cry? And we already went over that. And she also has here, as the internet has become the top place to search for gaming news, etc., do you think gaming magazines are becoming less used format? Absolutely. You know, the thing is here, like, at least here in the U.S., I mean, we have Game Informer, which, I mean, is still really big, mainly because it's so cheap and it's pushed at every single GameStop location, regardless of whether you have a subscription or not. Like, hey, you want an Edge card? And you get your, you know, 12-month subscription to Game Informer with it. So it's pretty ubiquitous in terms of gaming news. But and they get a lot of exclusives because of that. Like, they have a lot of exclusive reveals. So, you know, Game Informer is good for something like that. I'm not a big fan of anything that has an opinion in Game Informer. So most of their editorial content and reviews, not a fan of that. But they still have pretty cool exclusive stuff, so it is definitely become a less used format, but I still think there's some relevance. And it's also nice to thumb through a magazine as opposed to staring at a computer screen. You know, it definitely has a different feel. So that's my answer, I guess. What about you, Seth?
I think magazines are necessary just so people have stuff to read when they're on the toilet.
So I read them when I'm bored at work. That's what they're good for me for.
They're good for, I guess, when there's not a computer around. And a lot of the writers are good in a lot of them. Like, actually really like EGM and their articles and such. Like you said, with Game Informer, I don't like their opinions. EGM, I like a lot more.
You know what's really good about is Nintendo Power. I love the shit out of Nintendo Power. And not even just because I have a soft spot for Nintendo, just because it's a really fucking good magazine.
Yeah, I've been getting it recently, and it's a very good magazine.
What about you, Chris?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with what you guys said. I mean, obviously they're becoming less used because everybody goes online, but, you know, for reviews and stuff, you know, they're definitely still necessary because people have different interests. You know, I might read Nintendo Power because I like that reviewer. You know, reading one review on IGN or GameSpot or whatever might, you know, not be agree with what I think. You know, I might like a reviewer in Nintendo Power, so I'll read that because I tend to agree with that person. For news, not so much because I didn't get the E3 issue of Nintendo Power until like a month and a half after E3.
Yeah, not
in that respect, definitely not.
Actually, yeah, I have a hole in my Nintendo Power. Like, I got, because I subscribed, I got one issue, and then, like, 2 months later, I got another issue. I missed an issue in there somewhere. So I don't know some of that. So yeah, they're definitely less reliable, I guess.
I mean, not everyone's gonna feel this way, but you know, because you can get so much for free online. But I don't mind paying for magazines because I still enjoy thumbing through them and I still enjoy reading them. I don't know what it is about having like a solid object in my hands and going through it. I still like it.
I agree.
And that's it for the question. So we can talk about games we've played this week. What have you played, Chris?
I finished Chrono Trigger this week.
Nice.
You know, I add that to my list of very small list of RPGs I've played. And I really liked it. You know, I was very impressed. I think that's because a lot of the things I don't like about RPGs weren't in there, like random battles and grinding every, you know, little while. And it wasn't, you know, so long that there were these segments where you don't feel like you're doing anything. But I really enjoyed it. You know, I thought the story was good, the characters were good, and I really enjoyed that the side quests were kind of actually had a point. You know, they actually progress the story and give you more information about the characters. And also, you know, you get some worthwhile items and stuff. You know, you get better armor and stuff. And I'm kind of ashamed that I waited this long to play it.
Did you get, like, the 20 different endings or whatever?
I got the standard ending, and I was kind of pissed that I got the standard ending because I know there's so many.
I think the first time you play through... Can you only get one ending? I haven't played the game. I'm just going off of whatever.
Yeah, you need to like go back and like do other stuff if you want other endings.
Yeah, after I finished it, I looked it up, and it looks like a lot of the stuff you can do is like during the new game plus, like that.
No, I definitely love Chrono Trigger too. I think it's a really great game.
Yeah, I was very impressed. I mean, and that's coming from somebody who doesn't usually like RPGs, so.
Do you have another, like, RPG, like, that you're thinking about considering next?
I was thinking next I'm going to play Golden Sun because, you know, the new one's coming out in, like, November.
So you're going to go back to the beginning and play the first one?
Yeah. I had it, you know, back in the day, and I played a lot of it, and I never finished it, so I figure I'll go back and play that.
You know, I'm going to say this, and people are, and, you know, everyone's going to hate me for this. I'm not necessarily the biggest fan of the Golden Sun games.
I hate you for that.
Seth, you like them, don't you?
I played through the first one, and yeah, I liked it a good deal. Like, it might have just been the timing on my part, too, because you know a lot of times when you play certain games and there's really nothing going on. I don't know.
I understand like what you're saying. Though. Yeah, no, I understand what you're getting at. Because, like, when I first picked it up, I'm like, wow, this is awesome. Especially the battles. Like, they're very visually impressive.
Yeah, they are.
On the Game Boy Advance. You know, but the game is so verbose. Like, there's... so many cutscenes and they don't shut the fuck up, and the puzzles are really rudimentary, you know, just simple like, oh, I gotta use this psi power here and like move this statue.
They are rudimentary, but I like the whole concept of the psi powers.
See I liked it too. Like, I got into them like, oh man, there's all this experimentation, like you can try out different combinations don't mean shit because you really only need a few basic ones to get through the game.
It's a really basic RPG. I honestly don't even know how much Chris will like it. Because he has a lot of stuff he hates, but...
I mean, there's positive aspects to it. I guess I just... You know, I played it first, and I really liked it, and I went back, and I played it again, because there had been some time between that and when I bought Lost Age. So I replayed through the first one, and then I went into Lost Age, and I'm like, I'm sick of this fucking series.
Yeah, so. No, it's definitely basic, but I think it's done well. It's not... I don't think it's bad or anything.
Yeah, I can understand why people like it. I know it's not a popular opinion, but just... And the thing is, I'm so tempted to get the DS one because I'm a Bi-a-holic, but I'm not even sure whether I like it or not.
You're addicted to Bi-a-hol.
That was good.
I have my Bi-a-hol.
That was awesome.
Yeah, so I might play that next, but we'll see what happens. I also started playing Spider-Man Shattered Dimensions, and I think I'm like the only person in the world to pick that game up.
You know, a few people on my Twitter have been playing it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen some interest on, like, NeoGAF and stuff, so.
Well, I know you guys laugh at me for liking it.
No, like,
no, not at all.
I haven't played, like, I've played some good Spider-Man
games. I know you guys had no anticipation for it, and I know you guys didn't pick it up, but.
Yeah.
I'm actually enjoying it a lot. you know, I'm a fan of the comics, and I've been a, you know, I used to watch the animated series and stuff. So, it seems like they tried to do something like Arkham Asylum, you know, where they have some of the voice actors from, you know, the cartoon and stuff. Actually, the premise of the game is that there's four different Spider-Men, you know, there's a futuristic 2099 Spider-Man, and there's like a 1930s noir Spider-Man, which are, you know, each, were a comic story in the past, but each one is voiced by an actor who voiced Spider-Man in one of the animated series, you know, since, you know, the 80s and the 90s. And so that's pretty cool, you know, for people like me who used to watch those. But as far as the gameplay goes, it's pretty cool. You know, it's a nice change that it's not open world like, you know, Spider-Man 2 and then 3 and then Web of Shadows.
I didn't know that. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's actually level-based where, you know, each level has, you know, a different villain who you chase throughout the level or whatever. But it's definitely a nice change from just swinging around the city all the time, which is cool. You know,
I prefer linear games myself, so that's pretty
cool. Yeah, I do too. So I'm enjoying that a lot. And I got Professor Layton and the Unwound Future the other day, which I haven't played too much of yet because, like I say, I was playing Chrono Trigger, but it's pretty cool. You know, it seems similar to the old ones, but, you know, with some improvements and still the same charming characters and great story and all that. So that seems pretty cool so far, but I haven't played enough of it to say too much about it.
I picked it up for Dana, and she's you know, she likes it, but she's not as big of a fan of it as she was the other two games.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she's played a lot of it. I mean, she, you know, she's not like me. When she gets a game, she obliterates just absolutely everything that the game has to offer. So she's been playing a lot of it, but she told me she's just not feeling it like she did the first two.
I bought it, but I've, like, disciplined myself to not play it yet, because if I start playing it, then I'm going to cut off my progress in Dragon Quest V. So I'm
That's why I waited until I finished Chrono Trigger, because I was so far in Chrono Trigger that I'm not going to give up playing that, you know?
Yeah.
That I haven't finished.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
But I'm enjoying it so far, and that is all I've been playing, those three.
Cool. What about you, Seth?
Well, I finished off Other M, which, well, last podcast, I think I said that my initial impressions were that it was weird after playing a few hours. When I started up the game again, something like just clicked with it with me, and I just like played through the rest of the game all in one sitting, which was like, I don't know, a good 6-7 hours, because I even did maybe longer, because I even did the post game stuff after beating the game. Yeah, I just like every save point, I'll go, all right, just one more save point, just one more save point, and then I just ended up beating the game, and then I went, well, might as well do all the after stuff too. So, I actually really ended up liking it a lot.
I don't understand the negative backlash to this game. It's just people just don't like different things. They just want to play the same goddamn game over and over again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, there are some stupid aspects, which Chris did a really good job of pointing out in his review.
I think, yeah, Chris did a great job on that review. If people haven't read it, check it out on TVList.net.
I love the game, but it was definitely flawed. You know, there were definitely some issues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, here's the thing. Like, sometimes when developers experiment with a franchise or with a game, you know, or whatever, as long as it's fun, as long as it is mostly positive, I consider that a success. So, like, you know, the Prime, you know, experiment was an overwhelming success. You know, they may never match that with the Metroid series ever again. But, I mean, just because Other M doesn't necessarily reach that benchmark, I don't think necessarily makes it a bad game. In fact, I think quite the opposite. I think it's a very good game.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people are saying that they, like, beat the game in, like, 6 hours. What the hell? How? Like, it took me probably, like, 10 hours to beat just the main game. And then there was, like, probably 2 hours worth of stuff to do afterwards.
Yeah, here, 8 to 10 hours is about the norm.
Yeah, I think it took me about 10, maybe a little less.
I haven't quite finished it myself yet, though.
Yes, and people are like, oh, this game's short. Whatever. Like, have you played Metroid games? They're short.
They're not, yeah. I mean, you get bonuses for finishing the game, like, in, like, 2 hours. Like, are you nuts? They're not long games.
I think it's because they were comparing to, like, the Prime games, which were, you know, definitely a little longer. But this is definitely closer to the 2D games, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
Even in Prime, like, if you know what you're doing and you don't scan stuff, that's like, I'm sure scanning adds like a good couple
hours.
That's a huge time sink, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they can still be beat pretty fast, so.
I don't know, it just makes me wonder, like, where people's priorities are with games. And of course I'm generalizing here, but I mean, I play the game and I'm like, there's nothing overwhelmingly bad with this game. Certainly some unfortunate choices, but, you know, design choices, but nothing, like, really bad.
No, it's not a bad game.
Confession time.
I mean, I don't think the game's bad. Played bad games, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think I mentioned this on another episode of the podcast. I just think that people play so many of these AAA, like, 9.7, you know, our frothing demand increases games.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they play a game that's less than that, you know, that's their benchmark for a bad game, because they're not truly playing bad games. They're playing games that are just less than, you know, AAA. And they think, like, oh, well, this is awful. Like, no, like, seriously, no, play awful games.
Play Superman 64.
Like, there are bad games out there. I mean, I don't know. Like, maybe it's just personal taste, but...
You know. And some people don't want to play anything less than those AAA games, though.
Yeah, yeah. Personally, I find that a lot of those AAA games don't really have much soul. They feel like they're just manufactured to be AAA.
Yeah. Yep. Sort of like Hollywood movies.
Yeah, yeah. And if that's people's taste, like, I'm not going to knock you if you want to like that, but... I
will. You're all stupid.
I will knock a game. I'll never knock the person who likes the game. That's not... Whatever. People like what they like. I like Star Fox Assault.
I knock you all the time, Craig. Yeah, exactly.
So. But no.
But, definitely. No. I did watch, like, the movie afterwards, which is actually, like, presented as the Metroid Other M movie. That's, like, fucking pretentious. That's not a movie. It's a series of cutscenes. Like, I have no problem putting up a gallery mode that has, like, all the cutscenes in a game, but don't call it a fucking movie, because it's not. That is not a movie.
Nah, Other M's a great game. I think it's just one of those examples, like, damned if you do, damned if you don't, if you're Nintendo, people whine that they gotta change stuff, and then they do change stuff, and then, like, this isn't what Metroid's about.
Yeah.
Fuck you, what do you know what Metroid's about?
They played the Prime games, and that's it.
Well, I mean, they might have, like, some point in it by saying, like, you know, a lot of the earlier games were very lonely games, you know, Super Metroid. I mean, even Prime, like, they were lonely games, and this isn't a very lonely game. Like, you got people all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't necessarily think that, like, that's a detriment to the game. Like, you're still quite isolated throughout most of it.
And it's not like Samus is never going to go anywhere else except for desolated planets.
Yeah.
Desolate planets, you know?
It's not like she's got, like, Navi from Ocarina of Time falling around. Hey, look!
Plus, running and the Shine Spark are back, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
But, what else did I play? I'm done listening to you guys talk about this. Dragon Quest V I've been continuing in, which is really good, actually. I'm liking it a lot. I'm kind of bad at talking about RPGs that I haven't beat yet, and plus I'm wary of spoiling the game for other people. So, I'm liking Dragon Quest V. I played through the first chapter of Alan Wake, finally.
How'd you like that?
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it a lot. It's, I like games where, like, cutscenes are interactive, like the beginning when you're on the barge going to the wherever the hell the game takes place, and, like, your Alan Wake's wife is like, go stand over next to that guy and I'll take pictures, and she's, like, having a serious conversation with you. I'm just, like, spinning Alan Wake in circles backwards. She's like, hey, honey. He's like, hey, just, like, doing circles. That's why I like interactive cutscenes like that. Just make the main character look insane.
And nobody notices.
Exactly. I think it was weird that she's like, hey, stay next to that old guy and I'll take pictures anyways. What the hell is that?
You with the old guy, yeah, right?
Yeah.
I need something to trigger a cutscene.
I played through the whole, like, opening forest thing where you go to the gas station. I like the gameplay a lot.
I love how just how straightforward, like, action-based it is. It's really good.
Yeah. The whole dream sequence in the beginning was kind of cool, too. And I was actually making fun of it, like that big light comes down, and I'm all like, oh, look, it's God. And he's like, take this flashlight. And I'm like, then I'm all like, hey, God, could I have a gun, too? And he's like, here's a gun. I'm all, sweet. Thanks a lot. But, yeah, actually my friend made me play that because he wanted to check it out, and I hadn't played it yet, so I was sort of demoing the game for him, I guess. But I'm definitely going to continue it now because it's good stuff.
Yeah, that's definitely one of the best games I've played this year. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I agree.
I think that's pretty much it, except for, you know, Rock Band 2. But when I said I was playing a lot of games, I mean I was playing a few games for a long time.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
Seriously, I sunk lots of hours in both Metroid and Dragon Quest.
Hey, that's okay. We got a good dialogue going out of other end there, so that's fine. We'll let you off the hook. As for me, I played some more Valkyria Chronicles 2, which I'm really enjoying. I love it. And between that and Kingdom Hearts Birth by Sleep, like, just a lot of use out of my PSP. And Birth by Sleep is fantastic. Like, you know, I've always enjoyed the Kingdom Hearts games, but I've never been, like, there's a really rabid fan base around the Kingdom Hearts games, and you know, it's always tough to say, yeah, I like the Kingdom Hearts games, because then you're sort of almost associated with that fan base. And
I understand completely.
So I almost never want to say that I play them. So I do. I like them. I'm not like those people whatsoever.
It's a weird fan base, isn't it?
It is. It is a really, really weird fan base. It is. They're just really emotional. It's like this weird, like, cult of personality thing going on with those guys.
And they take the games, I think, too seriously or something.
Very possibly, very possibly. But hey, whatever gets you through the day, whatever makes you happy. That's not me, though. I've enjoyed them. The first one really had me really excited. I really enjoyed that game. I had a lot of fun with it. Unfortunately, it's tied to memories of an ex-girlfriend, so I haven't played it quite that much since. But, you know, most of the other games, like, just, I don't know, they're sort of not quite as good. They didn't get me quite as excited, you know. Kingdom Hearts 2 was weird, and Chain of Memories, that was fun, but it really was what I was looking for. And 358 Days Over 2 was, it started out really strong, and then just, it's like 12 hours of nothing in the middle. So, you know, when Birth by Sleep came around, I'm like, okay, yeah, I own all the other ones, might as well pick this one up. I wasn't that excited about it, but I've been playing it, and I love it, and it really is like Kingdom Hearts. Like, for people that are looking for Kingdom Hearts 3, like, this is it. Like, in terms of how the game plays, how it moves, you know, those mechanics forward, and introduces new compelling aspects, as well as tying together plot elements, is Kingdom Hearts 3. And it's a really beautiful game, a lot of fun, lots of variety. Great worlds. I've just had so much fun with it. The only bad thing I can say about it is the loading times are fucking atrocious. like PS1 era load times. And you know, the PSP, you know, you sort of expect load times, but these are bad. Like Seth, like, you know, like those PS1, like Final Fantasy games, you get that lag when you bring up the pause menu?
Yeah.
Yep, you get lag pause menu here.
Really?
Yeah. It's not.
And this is like after you've installed the game, right?
Well, see, yeah. So I was getting to that. As with quite a few PSP games that have these problems, you can install data to your memory stick to, you know, mitigate these load times. And they often give you options. So with the case of like Birth by Sleep, you can install 200 megs, 400 megs, or about 600 megs to your memory stick. Problem with this, I have a 1 gig memory stick, and saves don't take up that much space. You know, I have about 50 PSP games all with save files on there. And, you know, they don't take up that much space, but I also have quite a few games that have install data options. I can only really have one game installed at a time on there. It's a real pain in the ass to shuffle this shit around. So, you know, it's like saying, like, oh, like, you don't like the way we designed our game, like, throw money at the situation and buy a new memory card. And I'm not too sure how I feel about that. But
right, all you do is throw money at situations.
But I already own a memory card. I want to buy another one.
All right.
But I installed 400 megs. I could probably fit the 600 meg, the highest option on there. But, like, I'm sitting there looking at it, like, you really want me to install more than half a gig worth of fucking data just to make this game playable? Is that really what you want me to do? So I put 400 megs on there. And there's still, like, there are still some load times that are pretty rough. And occasionally, though, not all the time, I still get that pause menu lag. It's definitely a lot better with the install data, but there's still definitely some problems that's kind of irritating. But other than that, I mean, the game's phenomenal.
I actually saw some assets from cut levels that cut worlds that didn't make it into the game. Like, apparently there was going to be a Jungle Book
world. Really?
Yeah. And I love the Jungle Book, so...
That would have been kind of cool. I'm kind of sad it's not in there.
Maybe in Final Mix.
Maybe in Final Mix Plus Plus. International Edition. So, yeah. That kind of sucks. I mean, there's like Lilo and Stitch. I think there's, like, a Meet the Robinsons area, too, in the opening like, cinematic, like, Ventus is running down this hallway with different Disney scenes, and I think I caught a Meet the Robinsons kind of shot in there.
Oh, wait, that's their 3D movie, right?
It was CG. It was actually pretty good.
At first I was thinking Swiss Family Robinson.
Big difference.
Yeah, big difference. It's not Pixar quality good, but it was a pretty fun movie.
Swiss Family was still Disney.
I don't think the guy who wrote the book was, like, Walt Disney, so...
No, I mean the movie, though. Well,
yeah, they did make a movie, I think so.
Neither was the guy who wrote Pinocchio or Alice in Wonderland or any of those other things, yeah. So...
I don't think they did an animated film on Swiss Family Robinson, though.
I mean, they used to have the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse at Disneyland, which they changed to the Tarzan treehouse when that cartoon came out.
I think they still have it at Disney World.
Do they?
I think they had it when I was there this summer. Not that I didn't go on it or anything, but I remember seeing it.
Yeah, they converted the one at Disneyland to Tarzan treehouse, which is kind of weird because it doesn't look like the Tarzan treehouse and still looks like the Swiss Family Robinson treehouse.
But it's probably more relevant. Like, the kids today don't know what the hell the Swiss Family Robinson is.
Well, they should.
I read that book when I was like 8. let's see. What else did I play? I played some Move. I picked up the Move controller. I picked up a couple Move controllers in that useless navigational controller. And, you know, I got it with Sports Champions. I did a video on it and wrote up some impressions. Those will be on the site probably in the next couple days, Monday or Tuesday, I would suspect. But the video is already up on the TV Unless YouTube channel. I like it, but I have to say that, like, you know, Sports Champions really didn't blow me away. It's basically a little bit more of a refined Wii Sports Resort. And I use the word refined carefully here. I mean that more in terms of the controls, not necessarily the fun factor, or I don't know how to explain it, because, you know, you're doing the motions and you feel like, okay, well, maybe I couldn't do this in Wii Sports Resort. I mean, I don't know whether Wii Motion Plus is capable of it or Nintendo just wanted to simplify it, but maybe I'm not doing this in Wii Sports Resort. I don't know. But most of the time, the general gameplay is pretty much the same thing. So I wasn't immediately blown away by that. You know, you'd figure if they have 4 years on the Wii and 1 year on Wii Motion Plus, over a year, you think there would be something a little bit more astounding in there, but it's really not. But it's a fun pack-in. It's a fun game. I'll give it that. But I'm looking forward to seeing other things with Move. And Yakuza 2. That's the only other game I played. I'm almost done with that. And so I can move on to Yakuza 3 finally, which I bought the day it came out earlier this year, and so I haven't played it because I haven't finished Yakuza 2. But and
then you need to beat that so you can get to Yakuza Zombie Edition.
I know, right? But I love those games. I just, you know, even though I'm not really a gamer who really necessarily plays games for the stories, I still enjoy the stories in these games. And I'm under no illusion that they're good stories. They're really not. But I guess I still like them, and I love the main character. I love Kiryu Kazuma. And he's such a cliche himself, too. He's nothing remarkable. He's just, you know, the gangster who can kick anyone's ass, but he has a heart of gold. but I still just really like him. I love these games, you know. Yakuza games are great. And Seth needs to play them.
I do need to play them. Yeah, I'm going to, like, check out eBay right after I'm done with this.
Good
so
idea.
I can buy Yakuza 1 and then not play it for a few months.
You'll get it right.
Yeah.
They should re-release those in high definition.
Nah.
Well, because that's one of the things. That's why I'm excited to play Yakuza 3, because I started playing Yakuza 1 on my PS3, not on the PS2. And that's why I continue playing Yakuza 2, because you get bonuses. If you finish Yakuza 1, you get bonuses in Yakuza 2 if there's that data on your memory card. So I'm playing that on my PlayStation 3. So I'm playing on this giant TV, and it looks like crap. So I'm just looking forward to playing something that doesn't look like I smeared Vaseline all over the TV.
My TV should be all right. I mean, it's like a CRT HD, so it only goes up to 1080i, but it supports all the older stuff native, so...
Yeah, you'll probably be better off than I am.
Yeah.
Plus, I think size has something to do with it, too. Like, when you... Because my TV is 50 inches. You blow some standard definition shit up to that size, it gets mangled in the process.
Yeah.
But I guess that's it. That's all we've played. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about before we close this up?
I miss Fran.
I miss that sultry British accent.
I also miss Steph. Where the hell?
I know, yeah, Steph. Jesus. I hope she listens to this podcast and she slaps before and goes, "Aw, damn."
She tweeted. Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I just woke up from my nap. It was supposed to be short.
Wait, what?
Oh. She just tweeted it, like, right now?
No, like an hour ago.
Well, she could have, like, still joined in somewhere, right?
Yeah. Fran, I'm not happy. I mean, not Fran. Steph, I'm not happy with this. Not happy with you either, Fran.
You're fired from the site. I
know. Nah, that's okay. A lot of testosterone in this podcast.
Barely.
Beef jerky!
Yeah, knitting.
Gardening.
UFC. All right, well, I guess that's it then. If you want to check out TVLS.net, I would definitely recommend doing that because we've got some really cool articles up there, and all our Twitters and our YouTube channels, that's all up there as well. And I want to thank you guys for listening, and until next time, take it easy.
Yeah.